This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back live for hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world. And on our show this hour will be Connie Francis. Later on in the hour, from the pawn shop, Rick Harrison and Anna D'Souza will be joining us talking about last-minute ideas for Mother's Day. I also want to specially salute out to KXEG, 1280 on the AM dial and 96.1 on the FM dial, our two brand-new affiliates in the beautiful city of the Valley of the Sun, Phoenix, Arizona. So to the gang at KXEG, 1280 and 96.1, welcome to the family. We love Phoenix. And we're going to pause momentarily. When we come back, my first guest of the second hour on Mother's Day will be legendary superstar, still singing strong, Connie Francis.
That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for.
Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
And I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. TrackGrabber.com.
Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you.
Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive.
They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck.
Go to TrackGrabber.com.
Log on. Get yourself a pair.
Get a pair for the family.
They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand.
They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness.
They will pay for themselves the first time you use the
TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next Rockstar broadcaster?
That's right, we are. And it could be you.
It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Oh my goodness, what a voice. I love it. Welcome back. It's Ron Segi Today, and we have with us right now one of the sweethearts of all time. Music, of course, has been part of my life forever, and that means that this young lady has actually had so much influence on my life as millions of people around the world. Joining us right now, the lovely, talented Connie Francis.
Hi, Ron. How are you?
I'm so delighted to have you here. You know, we've been doing the show with some 19,000 guests, and a lot of really, really well-known people. But this is a real treat because I'm a singer, too.
Are you?
And I do, like, some of your songs is unbelievable. I don't know if you're
not where the boys are.
No. Not that. That's the only one. Boy, I tell you, you got me on that one there. I do it sometimes when I'm by myself. I just don't want to. But you have influenced so many people's lives with your music, and it's amazing. And as you look back, can you even fathom the impact that you had? Because a lot of times when you're going through this, you don't realize the impact you're having.
No, you don't. You don't realize it. Actually, you don't realize it when it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's happening, it's such a whirlwind existence. So you have to sit back and say, I look at my chronology, you know, from year to year. And I said, oh, my God, did I actually do all those things? And where did I find the energy?
Mm-hmm. And you still are going strong.
Yeah,
I mean, you were in Orlando not too long ago. You're performing here. Can you believe that?
Hard to believe. And we're just getting started, Ron. We're just getting started.
Well, that's good news. And you look great. I look like Gabby Hayes.
Oh,
but you look like terrific,
thank you
know.
You, thank you.
Back in 1960, there was maybe 10, 12,000 students that would come down to Fort Lauderdale. Until that movie came out, then it went to like 100,000 people.
I remember when Joe Pasternak, the producer, came to see me in my office, and he said he wanted me to do the title song and do the movie. And we came down to Fort Lauderdale the day after our meeting, and I looked around and I said, oh, this place is a morgue. I said, you lied to me. You told me there were boys growing on palm trees, and I can't even find one. He said, that's because it's off-season, Connelly. He said, when the movie comes out, there are going to be at least 13,000 kids down here. Well, they were close to 100,000 kids.
Oh,
so
wow.
It was amazing.
It really was. And you changed the whole generation. At that time, Elvis was known as the king. You were known as the queen. I mean,
that's a pretty good combination.
That's a great combination. Connie, you've been very blunt in some of the downtimes that you've had. And I tell you a memorable moment that I have in my mind. Some years back, our mutual good friend, the late Dick Clark, had a show that was kind of going to replicate like the Tonight Show.
Wednesday Night Live, you're talking about.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
And you came on and knocked him dead.
Yeah, I remember that. So, everybody knows the fact that in 1974 I was raped, and it was garnered national headlines. And this was in 74, and the show that Dick did was in 1977 in November. It was 3 years later, and I wasn't about to do any television shows. In fact, I didn't even do an interview for 7 years. And Dick called me every day and called me and called me until finally he said, you've got to do this show. And it was one of those rare moments in television history, that comeback performance.
Well, what I remember distinctly about it is that when you were done and they went back to him for the break, he was crying.
I know. They couldn't even speak.
He couldn't speak. He just said, go to the break.
I know.
I'll never
Karen, Miss Sunshine.
Yeah.
Karen
oh, yeah.
Clark.
She should be like, they should have a cartoon about her.
Absolutely.
You know, she's like too good to be true.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Connie, when you look back at all those songs that you did, and I love the story about the fact that they retired the American Bandstand Award year after year after year because you won so many years, 5 years in a row,
right.
They just retired the number.
Well, actually, the show went off the air.
Well, that's a good way to do it.
You
shouldn't say that. Just let them figure that they retired it. It went off the air because you weren't going back on there anymore. I know you've had a lot of input to the songs you should do. Songwriters like Neil Sedaka brought a lot of great material to you. But your father always wanted you to do the Italian songs. Your rendition, the English version of Mama, is a killer, I want to tell you.
Thank you.
There's no Italian guy on the face of this earth that listen to that song and not cry.
Or fall in love. I sort of, every Sunday morning when the Mama was making gravy and meatballs and they're playing that Italian album and Mama came on, that was it. And I've had so many Italian fellows that tell me that the mothers would say, why can't you bring home a girl like Johnny Francis? It was so good.
Well, it's true. It is absolutely true. And I'll give you a prime example of this, all right? My father, who I lost in 1968, was of that generation where turn down that rock and roll, put on a good Sinatra album, except Connie Francis. Now, he had this little stereo that he would get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, shave, go to work as a home improvement salesman. And at 6:30 in the morning, if you lived in this house, all you heard was your voice. I didn't know that there was anyone else in the house other than Connie Frank.
It was mandatory.
It was mandatory. Right? And God forbid somebody try and change that record. But he always said, if I had a daughter, he had three sons. If I had a daughter, I wanted to be just like you.
Oh,
just like
strange.
Connie Francis.
Thank
he was in love with you, as we all are. And I look at the camaraderie and everything that you instill when you just walk down the hallway. I mean, it's like time has never lapsed.
I love people, Ron, and I'm blessed, and I'm very, very grateful.
What did it feel like for the years that you didn't perform? You had some health problems where you couldn't sing.
Right,
for four years.
I couldn't sing. Seven years. I felt like a non-person. My voice was my identity. And when I lost my voice, I felt as if I had lost myself. And they were terrible years. But when my brother was murdered in 81, I couldn't wallow in self-pity anymore, and I went back to work, and I became very much involved with victims of violent crime, became very much involved with the Reagan administration.
Mm-hmm. Remember that.
Violent crime. And that was really what got me out of that deep depression and that isolation was my brother's death.
Yeah, which was a terrible thing. I guess you realize at that point that it could be worse.
It could be worse.
For you.
And it's worse for zillions of people all over the world for one reason or another. Mm-hmm. I mean, right now I was just named spokesperson for Mental Health America's trauma campaign.
Oh, wow, that's right.
And I hope to be able to do for people suffering from mental illness what I did for crime victims. And there are lots of people suffering from depression. 60 million Americans suffered from depression. And then we have, in particular right now, all of our returning veterans who are suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. I was in Vietnam in 67. I toured Vietnam extensively. And I still get mail from veterans of Vietnam who are still suffering. And it's something that we really have to address ourselves to, because, Lord knows, the federal government has their hands full.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a backlog of a million cases of veterans right now. And they have their hands full. So I hope I'll be able to do a little bit for the vets, too.
It's amazing, because you talk about depression. It really comes in a lot of different hidden fashions. My brother told me the other day, he said, I went to the doctor, and I told the doctor I was depressed. And the doctor says, what do I care? I'm depressed, too.
Right.
I told him you should go for a second opinion.
Yeah. Well, there's depression, and then there's the depression. All of us go through some sort of form of mental illness at one point or another. But there are people, you know, you don't have to be in a war to suffer the effects of post-traumatic stress disorder. People do it every day in their lives, just struggling to come to grips with sometimes seemingly insurmountable problems.
Yeah, I agree with that. Connie, we're going to pause for a second. Our guest is Connie Francis, the legend, and she and I are going to come right back. I want to remind everybody to check out our website, which is ronsegi.com. That's ronsegi.com. And there's a whole bunch of other things that you can go through to see how the show started and everything else. Another year broadcasting nationwide from Orlando, Florida, all across the USA and around the world. We're going to pause for a second, but we're going to come back with another segment with Connie. Let's listen to her sing one of her hits right now.
The tears I cried for you could fill an ocean, but you don't care how many tears I
brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. brick and mortar, and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude's. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Where the Boys Are, starring Connie Francis, the title song you're listening to right now, sung by this legendary singer, and she's with us right now for another segment on the show, Connie Francis.
Connie, when you look back at the work that you've done in the past, unbelievable for me.
Yeah, it does.
It really does. It's a little scary, in fact. When you look back on other works that you've done, do you ever think, if I had a chance to redo it, I could do it a little bit better because I have more experience? Or is that philosophy drive you crazy?
No, a little bit better, a lot better. I think that 50% of my albums were garbage.
No.
No, it's the truth. I mean, 50% of my albums I would like to throw away and forget that I ever recorded them. And I think back, like, I'll hear a song like Hold Me, Thrill Me, or songs like anything Harold Arlen wrote, or any of the Gershwin stuff. And I said, like, why didn't I record that song? I could have done songbooks by all of these great composers, because I had a contract that enabled me to record whatever I wanted to record. And I recorded junky stuff like fun songs for children, Connie and the Kids Next Door, The Twist, Let's Do the Twist. I mean, garbage stuff. And 50% of the stuff I'd throw away right now today if I could.
Really?
Oh, yeah, really.
There were commercial ventures that worked.
Well, some of them worked and some of them didn't work.
And did you pass up on a song?
Well, I think that I probably turned down more hits than I actually picked.
Here's an example of what you might have passed up on.
Okay. There was a columnist in New York, was a friend of mine. We had lunch one day, Ron, and he said to me, Connie, my son's been writing songs. And I said, please, I said, Bert, everybody's sons write songs. He said, no, he's really been writing some good stuff, Connie. I said, okay, have him come up to the office. So he came up to the office the next day. Bert's son came up with his partner. And I listened to song after song after, and I really wanted to find a song to record for his dad's sake.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't find anything. And after listening to a zillion songs, I said, well, fellas, I have to tell you, I have to be honest with you, too far out there for today's market, but keep trucking, you know, you'll do fine.
Let me guess, Connie, it wouldn't be Burt Bacharach and Hal David, would it?
Did I tell you?
Nobody explained it to you like that.
Oh, yes.
Tennessee Ernie Ford told me one time that he was presented a song, said it'll never work, and it was a little ditty called I Left My Heart in San Francisco.
Yeah, right. I'm telling you.
If you knew hits, you could be the richest person in the world.
Yeah, I could be in Vegas.
One of the things that I've often wondered when somebody's the full package like you are is what you would like better. Did you like acting better than the singing?
I was never really an actress. If you've seen any of my movies, you can attest to that.
Maybe I look right past the beauty part.
Oh, no. As a matter of fact, I never went to any of the premieres of my movies.
Really?
They were an embarrassment to me. You know, I was never considered myself an actress. I just did it because I had to. Mm-hmm. You know, I had a contract that called for me to do movies.
Yeah,
I really didn't want to do them.
Yeah.
But, no, I've been a singer all my life. And that's all I can do. I mean, I can't cook. I can't swim. I can't drive. There's so many things I can't do that it's a good thing I could carry a tune.
Geez, you and I would make a great couple. We'd starve to death, but we would make a great couple. My wife tells me I would starve in a grocery store. I say, hey, you know, you do what you're supposed to do. I don't want this to be a touchy subject, but it's one that I firmly believe in, so I'm on your side on this. There's a beautiful institution on the shores of Lake Erie that we have done a lot of remote broadcasts from, and being a music guy myself, it's fun going there. But it just, for some reason, doesn't make sense to me why there are so many great artists that aren't included in that Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well, and actually,
you're one of them.
Ron, I'm in good company, because Neil Sedaka isn't in there, and neither is Neil Diamond, and I think it speaks less for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame than it does for me.
Oh, God.
Jimmy Dean or James Dean, not the sausage guy. We're talking about this country group back in 1935 that are in this. It just doesn't seem right that the queen of contemporary music is not in it.
Well, you know, if you were asked the powers that be at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to come up with a logical reason for that, I think they'd be hard-pressed to come up with one. I can't.
I can't either.
I can't come up with it. I can't. But I think it's really very political.
It's very political, and we've had a great association with them over the years, but when I saw some of the inductees into the Hall of Fame, it just blew me away. I just couldn't understand it. Now, are you going to make a promise that you will never retire?
Oh, no, I will never retire, you know, unless I'm forced by ill health to retire. I can't ever see myself retiring. Because I spoke to Donald Trump's dad one day, Fred, and he would go into his office every day, 85, 90 years old, he'd be in his office every day, and I said, Fred, you still do this? You don't need to do it. He said, well, to retire is to expire.
Yeah, I believe that.
I believe that, and I believe it.
You know, Milton Berle said one time, he said, what am I going to retire to? He says, every place I go, people recognize me. I might as well get paid for it.
Of course.
And I have to tell you something, okay, and I mean this sincerely. Now, you have done my show before, but I will tell you, in person, up close, you are marvelous. You look beautiful. You
thank
really
you,
do.
Thank
honestly,
you.
Goodness,
thank you.
You look just like you did on that first album back in, well, back then.
You know, thank you.
You got some projects coming up?
Well, I'm going to finish my autobiography in the next couple of months.
This is the second one, right?
The second one, yeah. And this is going to be a lot better than the first one. It's going to be, there's a lot of levity and humor to this book.
Which I think you are very good at.
Yeah, a lot of inside stories. Yeah. Not things that are harmful, but funny stories about people in the business. And I'm going to do that. I still want to continue to do concerts because that's what I love doing best. I want to really immerse myself in the area of mental health.
Oh, that's great. By the way, Connie, the song that I sing of yours is My Heart Has a Mind of Its Own. I can still picture the little girl that I liked when that song came out.
Are you right?
Fortunately enough, she left me and I met my wife, so that...
Well, you made a good choice.
Well, thank you. She tells me the same thing. I always tell her we have to have something in common. This last November 3rd, we celebrated our 45th wedding anniversary. So you have to have like a common denominator. In this case, we both love me, and it makes works out real well. It's a perfect combination. Connie, this has been a treat to sit next to someone who has accomplished so much, such a nice, fine lady, beautiful woman, the legacy that you have for a guy that's been in this business too long. This is quite a treat.
I love being here.
And we love having you here.
Thank you.
And you made Fort Lauderdale. I can see it now in the history books. Ponce de Leon, the Fountain of Youth. You founded Fort Lauderdale. Where the boys are.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Ron.
Our very special guest, the talented, the lovely, the legend of Connie Francis. Thank you, dear.
And boy, to sit next to a legend here in our studio and talk to someone that's been in this business well over 50 years and still looking great and sounding even better is quite a thrill. Thanks, Connie.
Thank you, Ron. It was a really nice interview.
Mama, solo che te la mia canzone vola.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Labor Department reports 266,000 jobs were added last month. That's less than half of the numbers for March and lower than economists were expecting. President Biden says the economy is still digging out of a very deep hole.
Out of an economic collapse that cost us 22 million jobs.
The president insisted that rebuilding the economy with economic stimulus cash is a long-distance marathon, but not a sprint. The White House is allocating more than $21.5 billion emergency rental assistance to prevent people who lost their jobs during the pandemic from being evicted. New data shows that more than 7 million Americans were behind on their rent last month. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
the USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. Well, in the 30 years that we've been doing the show, I think maybe once we had our next guest with us, and I have to tell you, me, like millions of people across this country, certainly know the show that he is part of, and a major part he is, the Gold and Silver Pawn Shop, the pawn shop store with over 500 episodes under their belt over there in my favorite city, Las Vegas, Nevada. Joining us right now is Rick Harrison. Hi, Rick. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing great.
I meant what I said before we went on the air. I love this show, but here's the thing. I am in such a cluster of millions, it's unbelievable. Before we talk about what we want to talk about today, including the new season of the Pawn Shop, did you ever think that this is going to take off? This is like Americana now. It's like Chevrolet and apple pie.
Yeah, I mean, I pitched the show for years, and everyone told me no one's ever going to want to watch a show about four fat guys in a pawn shop, and now 17 seasons in, and I think the reason why the show's been going on for so long is because it's always been a family show.
Yeah.
I've never made a show that I wouldn't want to watch with my kids, or I'd be embarrassed for my mom to watch.
Well, I'll tell you something. You hit it right on the nose. My son, my youngest son, who's, you know, like 40 years old, when he went to Vegas, I said, did you go see, you know, a show at the MGM Grand? You go to Celine Dion show? He said, Dad, I just went to the pawn shop. I didn't care about those other things. Who the heck cares about those other things? But it's such a great combination. You could do that show and not have the chemistry that you guys have. I mean, that is the hook.
Yeah, I guess, and like I said, it's comfort food television, okay? It's, I think people love to learn, and they just don't like to learn from a professor looking down his nose at
right.
you. They like to learn from, like, your uncle, and I make sure people laugh a little bit when they're learning, and it's just a great experience, and that's why, people can sit there, It's the best rerun numbers of any show on cable. I mean, because people can just sit there for an hour or two and watch the show and, just have a good time the entire time. And young people don't even realize they're learning something.
Yeah, and I'm always of the theory that if you teach somebody through entertainment, they'll learn better than if you sit them down and say, let me tell you what this is all about. But I tell you the one thing that I really respect what you do and how it conveys to the audience. That is, a lot of times when you hear a joke, someone starts telling you, I heard that. You could watch the reruns knowing exactly what's going to happen, exactly what if you're going to turn it down or buy it, and still watch it like it was the first time. That is a unique capability.
And it's weird because I didn't know you had, everyone always told me I was a great storyteller. It just turns out I guess I am.
Hey, whatever works. I know you got 500 episodes, which is sensational. You're starting a brand new season here, but I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that I miss your dad. What a guy.
He was an amazing guy. He was, 20 years in the Navy. He loved this country like no tomorrow. He was an amazing father. I was really, really blessed by having him as my dad.
And I love the fact that he liked those big cars because it reminded me of my father, too. Let's talk about HistoryCon. Now, A&E, History Channel, is celebrating its 25th anniversary. Boy, you know you're getting old when you hear statistics like that. And they're putting on a huge event, the Pasadena Convention Center, called HistoryCon. Tell us about it, Rick.
It's actually really cool. It's the 25th anniversary, so they decided it's something like Comic-Con, except it's HistoryCon, and we have a ton of talent from history is going to be there. There's going to be Danny Coker from Counting Cars, so the people from Swamp People, some people from American Pickers. I'm going to be there. Corey's going to be there, and a whole slew of other people. And they're going to have all these interactive displays on American history, and there's going to be speakers there on American history. And, I'm going to be on, like, you can get autographs and pictures with all the celebrities. You can get I'm going to be like speaking to the crowd. I'm going to be talking about history and along with a bunch of other people. So it's going to be a really, really fun, nerdy weekend.
Well, you know, we had a couple of weeks ago, I think it was last week on the show, Doris Kearns Goodwin, the world-renowned presidential historian, because I'm kind of a presidential historian myself with a replica of the Oval Office in my home with the Resolute desk and everything. But she's going to be there, is she not? And she's going to be actually...
She's going to be there speaking, which is going to be absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
She did the miniseries on George Washington, which I my personally think is one of the most amazing men in the history of the world. He was just a fascinating guy and like the most moral person the world has ever seen. And there's just so many weird little facts about him people don't know. Like, he was the richest man in the United States.
I didn't know that.
He was literally, if you go by percentage of GDP of his net worth when he died, he was worth $25 billion.
No kidding. And I'm talking about me being a presidential historian. I didn't know that. No kidding. That's unbelievable.
Well, I mean, he was a brilliant land speculator because, you know, when he was young, he was a surveyor.
Yeah.
So he would buy large tracts of land and subdivide them.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew exactly who should get what, what he should sell certain parts of land for. And he had so much land when he died, he was worth approximately worth $1 million in gold coin.
You'd think he'd have bought real teeth with all that money. I mean, why go for balsa wood when you could have porcelain? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, actually, his teeth only had, there was probably, the only wood in them was a few dowels.
Oh, okay.
No, the rest of it was carved animal teeth and gold and some porcelain, I believe. Really don't know because his teeth were stolen years ago.
Did you think that when you got into this pawn business that you were going to be such an authority on history? I mean, you had a pretty good gig before you went into business with your dad, making a couple $1,000s a week as a fake Gucci salesperson.
Yeah, that pops up. I did that when I was like 16 years old. I mean, I had a lot of health issues when I was a kid. There'd be times where I couldn't walk for over a week.
Really?
And, my dad's in Vietnam. My mom's trying to sell real estate on the side. We didn't have a lot of money. And back in the 70s, there was nothing on TV for a kid to watch during the day. So, my mom would go to the library and give me books.
Wow.
And, I fell in love with history when I was like 8 years old and, been reading ever since.
Well, and I tell you something, you know your stuff when it comes to looking at that artifacts that people bring in. Are you from Las Vegas, Rick?
No, I was born in North Carolina. You know, my dad was in the Navy, so I ended up growing up in San Diego, and we moved to Vegas in 81.
The History Con, we'll go back to that, at Pasadena Convention Center. That is, of course, open to the public, but how do you get tickets for it?
You go to historycon.com, you can get tickets, or you can buy tickets the day of the event. But like I said, I think it's going to be something really, really cool.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can go down there, you can learn about American history, you can meet everybody. I hope they turn this thing into an annual event because people in this country just need to learn more about American history, and just figuring out fun ways to do it is absolutely great.
Well, I think that's very necessary in today's society. You know, we watch things that are on TV today, even in politics, but I'm always of the assumption that, you know, if you don't know history, you're going to make the mistakes over and over and over again, and, you know, you're going to make enough by yourself, let alone not knowing what happened in the past. My father used to tell me, you'll never buy more than one convertible. Well, it took me about eight. It took me about eight to prove them right. But, you know, you got to learn these things. But if you know history, you can kind of, you know, judge what you're going to do in the future by the mistakes of the past.
Yeah, I mean, people really, you know, just if you understand the American history and how this country was formed and how amazing the men were who did it. You know, because remember, if we weren't successful, they would have all been hung.
Yeah, yeah.
They
right.
risked every single thing they had. I mean, look at George Washington, the richest man in the United States. Literally, he could have had just the most amazing life and lived in the lap of luxury, okay? But he risked every single thing he had so people would have a better life.
Yeah. Well put. Well, Rick, I got to tell you something. I will repeat what I said earlier. I am a big fan of the show, but, of course, I'm not alone. You don't get 500 episodes under your belt and go into a new season this month without an enormous viewing audience, and you guys got it, and I'm very, very happy for all of you and the whole family. And, of course, the History Con is going to be taking place, as we mentioned, the Pasadena Convention Center, and we'll announce the date after this COVID-19 quarantine is over. Would you do me a favor, Rick? Would you come back and join us again? You're a great guest, and I love the show.
I'd love to be back on.
Okay, thanks, Rick. And we'll be watching a season number. Is it 18 now?
Season 17. That's on right now.
17. Wow. Congratulations. And maybe we'll see you out in Pasadena, okay?
All right, I'll see you there.
Okay, thanks, Rick. All right, bye-bye. Our special guest has been Rick Harrison. I really like this show, and I like him. He's a nice man. Of course, it's Pawn Stars celebrating the 25th anniversary of the History Network, and they're going to be having a big History Con at Pasadena Convention Center. You can meet Rick Harrison and the whole crew there. And because of the COVID-19 quarantine that we are experiencing, keep listening to Ron Sedgy today, and we'll let you know when the dates are set for that convention. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
World, it's Ron Seggi today, and it's here, Mother's Day. People who really want to pay respects to mom and wives and everything else. A very good friend of ours is here to help us in this time of need. She has been seen, of course, on the Today Show, Dr. Oz, Good Morning America, Fox and Friends, technology, fashion, and lifestyle journalist, our friend Anna D'Souza. Hi, Anna, how are you? Welcome to the show again.
Hey, excited to talk to you.
Mother's Day is a very, very important day. Let's talk to you about what is your favorite way to celebrate Mother's Day, because you're the pro.
Honestly, all I want this year is for everyone in that house to dote after me. I want everyone to mother me. I want the works. I want the pancakes without the cleanup. I want the diaper bags filled with my favorite snacks. I want the date to be logistically sound. I mean, it's really easier than you think to make mom smile. Just making her life a little bit easier is always something that she absolutely loves.
Well, of course, every Mother's Day is important. This one seems to be just a little bit more important because of the challenges of the pandemic that have happened since last Mother's Day. Some mothers have never seen their children in a year. I mean, that's unbelievable. So you got to feel like this is a very special weekend. So give us some ideas, unique ideas, you know, because Father's Day, my sons were younger. I had more ties than you could imagine. You know, I had ties coming out of my ears. What is a unique gift for mom?
So let's start with making mom feel beautiful. The Olay body wash and rinse off body conditioner with retinol helps to improve skin 3 times better than the leading body wash. It helps to transform that dry, stressed skin into radiant, smooth, bright skin. And it's actually really cool. It's inspired by Olay's skincare line. It's infused with retinol, which is a hero anti-aging ingredient that's usually only found in facial care products, but now available for the whole body. It has vitamin B3 complex and petrolatum, which is the number one dermatologist recommended moisturizing ingredient to help you with that long-lasting hydration. And honestly, Ron, I've been covering beauty for such a long time. I've not seen a retinol product for the entire body. It's so innovative. It's so cool. It's definitely a fresh launch that moms are going to love.
Okay, now, is it important, let's say in a case of a family that has small children, to get the kids involved in this? You know, my son has 2 small children. And they can't figure out what to get for their mom. Is it important to get them together and say, what should we get mom?
Oh, 100%. I think that it's so critical to involve kids into picking out gifts. And actually, the next idea that I have here for you, Ron, is actually my greatest joy is coming home and having my twin toddlers just jump on top of me and topple me over with hugs and kisses. And we've all missed hugs so much this year and cuddles. But you can actually gift wrap a cozy hug with a Tranquility weighted blanket. It's so cool. It's the next best thing, especially for those moms that you won't be able to see in person this year. It's America's number one weighted blanket. In a survey of home testers, more than 95% said that it would make a really great gift. And what these blankets do, Ron, is that they apply this deep calming pressure across the body that mimics the feel of an embrace. So it just makes you feel good. And it's also really beautiful. Their chunky knit is gorgeous. It's like a showpiece in itself. It cascades right off your couch and off your bed. And these are such a great gift because it's almost like having your kids right on top of you, cuddling with you. And you can get this one at Walmart or Target starting at just $25, depending on the size and the weight of the blanket.
Don't stop now. You're on a roll here as far as gift ideas. Unfortunately, I lost my mother a few years back. But, of course, my wife, I have to, you know, really and truly make sure she's pampered because she's a mother, grandmother. I mean, it's just an important day. So what about something very personal? I mean, very personal, like something you've made or something of that nature.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I always work with my kids in terms of, like, I love doing arts and crafts. It can get absolutely crazy with the glue sticks and the glitter, but it sort of becomes an event into itself, and whether we're making it, you know, we're making it for them to give to me or to give to someone else, it just creates that beautiful memory. And I think that a lot of times with moms, you know, the memory that we have growing up, honestly, is giving our moms flowers. I mean, that's the one gift I can always remember giving her and a gift that she always appreciated. So this Mother's Day, you can share your love out loud and show all the moms in your life how much you appreciate them with a beautiful bouquet from Teleflora's Mother's Day collection. It's a one-of-a-kind arrangement. It arrives already fully arranged. It's also made by hand by local florists, and there's gorgeous ones that you could pick from. There's Shine and Style, Stunning Swirls, Vintage Butterfly, all a soft mix of pink and purple flowers with green accents. And really, it's like that gift that you get, and it just looks beautiful, and it's so inviting, and there's this scent. You know, scent is very uplifting, too, and I love these. They're all delivered also in this really beautiful keepsake container that moms can cherish for years to come. You can browse their entire collection at teleflora.com.
Anna, is it important to have an expensive gift to give to mom, or is it more important to have a gift that is from the heart, even though an expensive gift would be from the heart? But you know what I mean, something more, really more personal. And the reason I ask that question is that, and I'm sure it's very subjective, you know, some women are happy with just a hug and a kiss, okay? Some women want a new Mercedes. And your mom, what do you feel is more
heartfelt?
Oh, my gosh. Of course, a gift from the heart, something that you create together, whether it's a memory that you create together, whether it's an actual little item, you make a ladybug out of some paper plates or whatnot. And I think that it's having that involvement of working on it together, or that surprise element of waking up in the morning and having found that your husband and your kids made something for you from scratch. It's just that I think it's not just the gift. It's the idea that they had to take time out and they had to logistically plan something that was a little tougher to pull off. And that's the true gift, I think.
Now, I think I know the answer to this, but I know a fellow that did this. He's getting out of the hospital next week. He gave his wife one time a sweeper. Now, I'm assuming that that isn't the kind of gift you're alluding to.
Listen, you know, the chores aren't going away. Mom, you know, you're going to go back and be able to get your Mother's Day nap in. You might be able to get in some fun things, but the chores aren't going away. So me, I'm a very practical person, so actually I would have loved that. And I love the idea of helping Mom automate her life, make her life easier throughout the rest of the year. So whether it's, for me, having a mug that keeps my coffee warm all morning so I don't have to reheat it 3,000 times while I'm running everyone else's life, or something that will help me find my lost keys, I kind of like the utilitarian stuff. I like it because I just feel like it'll just make my life easier.
Well, you know what? With that attitude you have about, you know, getting something practical, which is the idea of the perfect woman, I think I love you. I'd be very honest with you now, Anna.
I'm not saying don't get, like, the jewelry and the flowers, too, Ron. I mean, you know, you got to double up on that stuff.
A sweeper and a diamond. What a perfect combination.
Yes.
Anna, where can we go for more information on this and many more ideas?
Of course, you can head on over to tipsontv.com.
Anna, thank you for joining us. Happy Mother's Day, dear.
Thank you.
And you have a great day. You deserve it, all right?
Thank you. Well,
Anna D'Souza has been our guest. Technology, fashion, and lifestyle journalist giving us great suggestions on what to get Mom for Mother's Day on this Mother's Day. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Well, that's going to put a wrapper on things for this Mother's Day weekend. We hope that you enjoyed the past 2 hours. We want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of it. Our guests include Tony Orlando, actor David McCollum, legendary singer Connie Francis, from the Pawn Shop, Las Vegas, Rick Harrison, and talking about last-minute ideas for Mother's Day, Anna D'Souza. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. But before we part, I just want to wish all the mothers out there the very best of Mother's Day. We love you. And until next week, we hope you have blue skies and green lights.